In today's world, it's important that all...
Transmission will start in 5 seconds from now. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, in.
In today's world, it's important that all Americans do their part for our great country. And we are a great country. The country of Washington and Jefferson, Cesar Chavez and Martin Luther King Jr., ballpark hot dogs and pickup basketball. So, if you're a man turning 18, take a moment to think about the people, places, and things that make America great. And then register with Selective Service at sss.gov or any post office. This is a great country. Let's keep it that way.
You're listening to WMFO in Medford, Massachusetts. Yay!
You're about to time travel.
A little time travel show, yeah.
You got Chris Earl with time travel, 5 to 7.
Time travel will take over the controls and titillate your ears.
Hello, I'm Clint Eastwood.
Yo, this is Ice-T.
I'm Paul Newman.
This is Alec Baldwin.
I'm Morgan Freeman.
Hey, everybody, it's Barack.
Well, it's a little early, but I'm going to try to get you guys ready for July 4th today. It is the most patriotic show ever today here at WMFO in Medford, Massachusetts. Here with you until 7 p.m. My name's Chris Earle. I'm going to be playing songs about the 4th of July in America and patriotism. Hot dogs, even. Thanks for listening to Freeform Radio, WMFO in Medford. Starting us off, we have Boston with the Star Spangled Banner / 4th of July here on the most patriotic show ever. Here's Katy Perry.
Do you ever feel like a plastic bag drifting through the wind, wanting to start again? Do you ever feel this so paper thin, like a house of cards, one blow from caving in? Do you ever feel already buried deep, 6 feet under screens, but no one seems to hear a thing? Do you know that there's still a chance for you, 'cause there's a spark in you? You just gotta ignite the light and let it shine. Just own the night like the 4th of July. 'Cause baby, you're a firework. Come on, show 'em what you work. Make 'em go as you shoot across the sky.
Is Katy Perry. It is the most patriotic show ever with Chris Earle here with you till 7 p.m. It's the 28th of June. I'm getting you ready for July 4th. I got to kick started, everybody. It's been rainy. It's been lousy. It's hot. It's humid. Literally yesterday and today, I laid down for 20 minutes and I just sat there for 20 minutes, middle of the day, and put a fan on me. I'm like, Elmer Fudd. Oh, it's July 4th. Oh. I'll be here with you until 7 p.m. And I'm going to give you a little patriotic stuff. Some things about America. Things about growing up in America, maybe. Things about fireworks. Things about blowing up. Crap like that. Time Travel here with you until 7 p.m. Time Travel presents the most patriotic show ever. And some of my enemies would say the most annoying show ever. Still on here after 16 years, so go F yourself.
Enough to say, look who's in the big town. My bed is in a small town. Oh, that's good enough for me. Well, I was born in a small town, and I can breathe in a small town.
Guess who next on the most patriotic show ever on WMFO in Medford, Massachusetts.
Have you been around? Have you done your share of coming down on different things that people do? Have you been aware? You got brothers and sisters who care about what's gonna happen to you in a year from now. Maybe I'll be there. Shake your hand. Maybe I'll be there to share the land that they'll be giving away when we all live together. I'm talking about together now. Maybe I'll be there to shake your hand. Maybe I'll be there to share the land that they'll be giving away when we all live together. I'm talking about together now. When
losing track and coming down a bit too hard. Oh, maybe I'll be there to shake your hand. Maybe I'll be there to share the land that they'd be giving away when we all live together. But talking about together now, maybe I'll be there to shake your hand. Maybe I'll be there to share the land that they'd be giving away when we all live together. But talking about together now. Talking about together now. Maybe I'll be there to shake your hand. Maybe I'll be there to share the land that they'd be giving away when we all live together. Together, together.
Shake your hand.
No, I'll be standing by. I'll help you if you worry.
Shake your hand.
No more sadness, no more sorrow, no more bad times.
Shake your hand.
Every day coming sunshine.
Shake
every day.
The initial idea, we all get together, we share the land, do the best you can. That's all you can do. Times change. Used to be a melting pot, now supposedly it's a salad. I don't know. I don't understand any of these things. All I know is from growing up is from watching cartoons on Channel 56, ABC, NBC, CBS, Saturday mornings. Used to just watch cartoons all morning. They used to sneak in some education from time to time. And this is my favorite bit of education from those Saturday mornings. I'm going to play a few things here from Schoolhouse Rock. I'm going to give you one right now, and I'll give you one a little bit later. The first one is The Great American Melting Pot on the most patriotic show ever here on WMFO in Medford, Massachusetts, getting you psyched up for July 4th. Come on, everybody. Let's share the land, and let's go out to Mother Nature and throw the finger in the air and just be like, where's the sun? Give me some sun. I want some sun for my July 4th day. All right. Enough yakking. Let's go.
As your body grows bigger,
your mind must flower.
It's great to learn,
because knowledge is power.
It's Schoolhouse Rockin', the chip off the bluff, on your favorite Schoolhouse Rockin'.
My grandmother came from Russia, a satchel on her knee. My grandfather had his father's cap he brought from Italy. They'd heard about a country where life might let them win. They paid the fare to America and there they melted in. Lovely Lady Liberty with her book of recipes.
America was founded by the English.
But also by the Germans, Dutch, and French.
The principle still sticks, our heritage is mixed.
So any kid could be the president.
You simply melt right in. It doesn't matter what your skin. It doesn't matter where you're from or your religion. You jump right in.
Red, white, and blue. America was the new world, and Europe was the old. America was the land of hope, or so the
a legend told on steamboats by the millions in search of honest pay. Those 19th century immigrants sailed to reach the USA. Lovely Lady Liberty with her book of recipes. Liberty and immigrants, they brought the country's customs, their language and their ways. They filled the factories to the soil, helped build the USA. Go on and ask your grandma, hear what she has to tell. How great to be American and something else as well. Lovely Lady Liberty book of recipes, and the finest one she's got is the Great American Melting Pot. 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 The Great American Melting
USA. Go USA. Whitney Houston here on the most patriotic show ever. Time Travel presents the most patriotic show ever as the Jets fly above the Super Bowl 25 in Tampa, Florida in 1991. Let's take a moment. I got a little verklempt on that. It's kind of sad seeing Whitney just so joyful and belting that out. What a great tune. What a great great voice she had. Let's take a moment to reflect on Whitney Houston. I never thought I'd ever say that in my life, but let's take a moment to reflect on Whitney Houston. What a great voice. It's a shame that we lost him. The least that Bobby Brown could do is like show up and like sing on your own at the Esplanade or something. They're having July 4th music this year. Keith Lockhart's there. There's a rehearsal on the 2nd and 3rd. It's closed to the public, but on the 4th, everybody's allowed in at noon. They said no weed, no alcohol, and no tobacco. Good luck with that, Boston. We'll see what happens. So if you want to have no fun on the Esplanade, there's no weed and there's no alcohol and there's no cigarettes on the 4th. I'm sure there'll be burgers and dogs and you can stay there with your family for 10 and a half hours before they come on. I've done it before. It was fun. I was a kid. I don't think I'd subject myself to it now, but there you go. July 4th on the Esplanade. Go in there so I can stay home and, you know, drink and shoot off some bottle rockets in my backyard. Anyway, I don't know. I might get adventurous. Might go in on the Esplanade. It's fun. Went in with my dad once, my friend Craig. We were in high school. And we drove up, and we drove a 69 VW wagon, a 71, 70, whatever it was. It's in my dad's backyard still, just sitting there as a planter in the backyard. But we drove in the VW bus. I think I was about maybe 15 years old. I think around 15. And I know Craig and I didn't have our licenses yet, and we went in early in the morning. They got us in about 8 or 9 in the morning, and we put down our... you know, we had a little blanket or two, and we had like a tuna sandwiches. My dad was always big on the tuna sandwich and a couple of Cokes, you know, and we wandered around and we played tic-tac-toe, I remember. And we were just like, oh, my God, 9 hours to go, 8 hours to go, 7 hours to go. And then finally, about 5 minutes before the concert begins, around 7 o'clock or so, two people come in and they literally sit in front of us and put a blanket down. And then they called us, what they call us, Irish. They said, you must be Irish. I'm like, what are you talking about? I'm like, people have been waiting here for like 10 hours. And then you just plop your, you can't just come in and plop your blanket down. This ain't Far and Away where you put a flag down for your land. That's not how it works. It's called respect. It's called being nice. Like, we've been here. We did the work. We're here. Like, here we are, two 15-year-old boys having to argue with this, you know. Pre-Karen is pretty much what it was. She's just giving us a hard time. It's like, get out of here. We're trying to enjoy the concert. Go. It's like you should have got up at 8 like us. Came in the van. That was kind of fun. Seeing the fireworks over the Charles. I don't know. Maybe I'll do it. Maybe not. Who knows? I got a nice weekend ahead of me. Nice some time off. Been working real hard. I'm sure a number of you are doing the same. And you're wondering, where is June? Where did June go? It's almost gone. That's why I'm like, we got to get things going here for July 4th, people. Let's go. Let's go. All right, I'm going to give you some Beach Boys, and we'll keep this thing pumping here. It's the most patriotic show ever here on WMFO in Medford, Massachusetts. My name is Chris Earle, normally the host of Time Travel of the Big 80s, or What Is This, or Sucking in the 70s, of many, many shows over the years, like Watch This and things like that. Basically, I can never make up my mind, but time travel is usually the show. Then people think of me, they think a lot of people are talking about time travel, and that is my radio show with Chris Earle, which is now over, and it's now the most patriotic show ever. Anyway, here's the Beach Boys.
If everybody had an ocean across the USA, then everybody'd be serving like California. A bushy, bushy blonde hairdo, serving USA. You'll catch him surfing at the
inside, outside USA.
Ventura County line,
inside, outside USA.
Santa Cruz and
Trinidad,
inside, outside USA.
Inside, outside USA.
All over Manhattan,
inside, outside USA.
And down Bohemian Way,
inside, outside.
Everybody's gone surfing,
serving USA. Teacher, we're serving USA.
And Hangar B and Wall,
inside, outside USA.
Pacific Palisade,
inside, outside USA.
San Onofre and Sons,
inside, outside USA.
Redondo Beach in LA,
inside, outside USA.
All over the hall,
inside, outside USA.
At Waimea Bay,
inside, outside.
Everybody's gone serving
USA.
Surfing USA, the Beach Boys. The Bitch Boys here on WMFO in Medford, Massachusetts. I think I could have been a bitch boy. This guy probably couldn't have been a bitch boy, though, because he was just badass. It's the most patriotic show ever on WMFO in Medford.
American woman, stay away from me. American woman, mama, let me be. Don't come hanging round my door. I don't wanna see your face no more. I got more important things to do than spend my time going on with you. Now, woman, stay away.
There you go. There's little Lenny Kravitz from the Austin Powers soundtrack. Well, the second one. The one that had Heather Graham in it. Released in 1998. American Woman covering the Guess Who we heard earlier with Share the Land. Not to be confused with the Who, who's on their tour, Who Cares? Who's Left? Name's Chris Earle, and the show is the most patriotic show ever on WMFO in Medford, Massachusetts. Next up is James Brown, the godfather of soul and hot tub man number one living in America. Here you go. He feels good. That's James Brown. Living in America from the Rocky IV soundtrack. Something about soundtracks. You know, it's like they had to be like, give me a nice American song there for the Austin Powers soundtrack. And some Lenny Kravitz like, all right, sure. And then they said, hey, James, think you can pep up the Rocky IV soundtrack with a little Living in America, do some Apollo theme song. He's like, yeah. I didn't see Creed 3 yet. Didn't like Creed 2. I like Creed 1. I don't like that Stallone's out of the franchise, but what are you going to do? You know? I like the one when Rocky opened like a meatball stand and Rocky Balboa. That was pretty good. His wife was dead. His son hated him. It's kind of a little more about life. But anyway, it's the most patriotic show ever here on WMFO in Medford, Massachusetts. Let's do a PSA, get this out of the way. I don't know. It's just funny. It's just like, yeah, let's get this PSA out of the way. People are like, this sucks. This PSA is going to suck. I'm going to change the channel. You don't have to because it's only about 20 seconds long and it's got Britney Spears in it, so you'll probably like it. Everybody likes Britney, I think. As far as I know.
Hi, I'm Britney Spears. I've had the pleasure of singing all over this great nation, but today I'm lending my voice to the 15 million kids in America struggling with hunger. Every year, billions of pounds of excess food go to waste, while 1 in 5 children may be left without enough food for a meal. But it doesn't have to be this way. That's why the Feeding America nationwide network of food banks helps to get food to families in need. Visit feedingamerica.org to learn how you can help. Together we can solve hunger. Together we're Feeding America.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
All right, thanks, Brittany. Feeding America. We got to feed America, you know? There's not enough McDonald's around here. We got to keep feeding everybody. Everybody's got to get fatter and fatter and fatter. Wanted to be positive about this, but yeah, a lot of regrets over the years. A lot of regrets. America could be much better than it is, but what are you going to do? It's 2023. We're getting ready for it. July 4th. Go up to New Hampshire, get yourself some fireworks, because Massachusetts still thinks you're going to blow your hand off. I was reading that people used to die, like, all the time from, like, typhoid and stuff, like, days after, or not typhoid, I don't know, something where you got something in your hand and you died. Basically, little pieces of metal and stuff. There were people getting sepsis, and they're just dying left and right after July 4th. They said at one point there were more people that were dying after July 4th than they did in the entire Revolutionary War. I'm like, wow, that's crazy. I read it, though, so it's got to be true. Next thing is George W. Bush. It's a Call to Unite PSA from 2020. I found this interesting, and we have to have a prez or two on the most patriotic show ever, so why not start with one of the worst ones?
This is a challenging and solemn time in the life of our nation and world. A remorseless, invisible enemy threatens the elderly and vulnerable among us, a disease that can quickly take breath in life. Medical professionals are risking their own health for the health of others, and we're deeply grateful. Officials at every level are setting out the requirements of public health that protect us all, and we all need to do our part. The disease also threatens broader damage, harm to our sense of safety, security, and community. The larger challenge we share is to confront an outbreak of fear and loneliness. And it is frustrating that many of the normal tools of compassion, a hug, a touch, can bring the opposite of the good we intend. In this case, we serve our neighbor by separating from them. We cannot allow physical separation to become emotional isolation. This requires us to be not only compassionate, but creative in our outreach. And people across the nation are using the tools of technology in the cause of solidarity. In this time of testing, we need to remember a few things. First, let us remember we have faced times of testing before. Following 9/11, I saw a great nation rise as one to honor the brave, to grieve with the grieving, and to embrace unavoidable new duties. And I have no doubt, none at all, that this spirit of service and sacrifice is alive and well in America. Second, let us remember that empathy and simple kindness are essential, powerful tools of national recovery. Even at an appropriate social distance, we can find ways to be present in the lives of others, to ease their anxiety and share their burdens. Third, let's remember that the suffering we experience as a nation does not fall evenly. In the days to come, it will be especially important to care in practical ways for the elderly, the ill, and the unemployed. Finally, let us remember how small our differences are in the face of this shared threat. In the final analysis, We are not partisan combatants. We are human beings, equally vulnerable and equally wonderful in the sight of God. We rise or fall together, and we are determined to rise. God bless you all.
Thanks, GW. That's a pretty good message. Of course, he's talking about COVID. It's funny, they never even mentioned coronavirus or COVID in there, but that was a call to unite, PSA from 2020 from George W. Bush. Sounded a little tired down there in Texas while he was probably in isolation or seclusion, whatever anybody was doing back there in 2020. It's funny because everybody seems to ignore it now like it never happened, but it did. And that's a nice little message there from George W. Bush. I was going to play some Bushisms, which is him like stumbling over his own words. But you know what? I'm going to let that stand, George W. Good job. Good job. I like the message. Get along. Stay away from each other, but get along. I like that. Ugh. All right. Let's play something rocking. It's the most patriotic show ever here on WMFO in Medford, Massachusetts. Here with you until 7 p.m. Can you think of anything patriotic that you might like? 855-915-WMFO. Last week, the phone line wasn't working. Nobody seemed to respond when I told everybody, hey, the phone line's down. Hey, everybody here at WMFO. The phone line's down. Nobody cares. I'm like, all right, just call my phone number and I'll put on what you want or just text me, whatever. But then, you know, I'm not going to give that out to the public. That'd be crazy. It'd be crazy. So 855-915-WMFO. Or just like throw a rock at the window here and say, play Yankee Rose by David Lee Roth. Will you do that for me, Chris? Okay.
Looks wild, wild.
As Yankee Rose from Edom and Smile from 1986 here on the most patriotic show ever on WMFO. My name is Chris Earle here with you until 7 p.m. I'm going to play you a little more schoolhouse rock now. This one is aptly named Fireworks.
As your body grows bigger,
your mind must flower.
It's great to learn,
cause knowledge is power.
It's schoolhouse rocking, but you're off the block.
Gonna be fireworks,
fireworks
on the 4th of July.
Red, white, and blue.
Red, white, and blue fireworks like diamonds in the sky.
Diamonds in the sky.
You're gonna shoot the entire works on fireworks that really show.
Oh, yeah.
We declared our liberty 200 years ago.
Yeah.
In 1776,
fireworks.
There were fireworks too. The original colonist, you know their tempers blew. Like Thomas Paine once wrote, it's only common sense. That if a government won't give you your basic rights, you better get another government. And though some people tried to fight it, well, a committee was formed to write it. Benjamin Franklin, Philip Livingston, John Adams, Roger Sherman, Thomas Jefferson, they got it done. It's the Declaration, the Declaration of Independence in 1776. The Continental Congress said that we were free, said we had the right of life and liberty and the pursuit of happiness. When England heard the news, they blew their stack. But the colonists lit the fuse, there'd be no turning back.
Don't turn it back.
They'd had enough of injustice now, but even if it really hurts, oh yeah, if you don't give us our freedom now, you're gonna see some fireworks. And on the 4th of July, they signed it, and 56 names underlined it. And now to honor those first 13 states, we turn the sky into a birthday cake. They got it done. The Declaration, the Declaration of Independence in 1776. Continental Congress said that we were free. Said we had the right of life and liberty and the pursuit of happiness.
We hold these truths to be self-evident,
that all men are created equal,
that they are endowed by their Creator
with certain unalienable rights,
that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness.
And if there's one thing that makes me happy, then you know that it's there's gonna be fireworks.
Next up, you got Bruce Springsteen and the Silver Bullet Band. The E Street Band. It's American Land.
What is this land, America? So many travel there. I'm going now. Wish me luck, my lovely, I'll send for you when I can. And we'll make our home in the American land. Over there the women wear silk and satin to their knees. Children near the sweets I hear are growing on the trees. Gold comes rushing out the river straight into your hands. If you make your home in the American land. city of light and spire. Wandered to the valley of red hot steel and fire. Made the steel and built the cities with the sweat of our two hands. We made our home the American land. There's diamonds in the sidewalk, there's colors like a song. Dear, I hear the band flute and the faucets on my barn. There's treasure for the taking for any hard working man. We'll make his home the American land. The Smiths are Willies too. The blacks, the Irish, Italians, the Germans and the Jews. Come across the water, 1,000 miles from home, with nothing in their bellies but the fire down below. They died building railroads, worked the bones of skin. Died in the fields and factories, names scattered in the wind. Died to get here 100 years ago, but dying now. Hands that built the country were always trying to keep down. There's diamonds in the sidewalk, there's gutters high and soft. Here I hear the beautiful foot and the boss is on my mind. There's treasure for the taking or any hard working man. We'll make his home an American man. We'll make his home an American man. We'll make his home an
Yeah. Yeah, making immigration fun. Pete Seeger song, Bruce Springsteen and the E Street Band, live in Dublin. That's great. I love that one. Fantastic. Springsteen's got a lot of American songs and USA songs and, you know, born in the USA. It's not really a really patriotic USA. I mean, it's kind of a little yes and no. I figured I'd play that one instead. And we, you know, Mellencamp, good old country boy, rocker. Might play another Mellencamp for you. Played Pink House. He's got a lot to pick from. Here's one that doesn't have many to pick from because they're from England. So I figured let's see what they're doing over in England on July 4th. I was in England on July 4th, and you know what England was in July 4th? It was like Traitor Day. Like nobody wanted to talk to us. It was like I'm sitting there. I'm 18 years old. I'm in school. I'm going to school in Oxford. And I'm studying like Sublime and Gothic literature and Shakespeare and Milton's Paradise Lost, word for word. And then I want to go out for a drink and, you know, they like spit on me, those English. I bought a shirt this year. I always like to get a new July 4th t-shirt every year. And the one that I got this year was fun. I thought it was fun. It says, I like my coffee black and my tea in the harbor.